Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Oh, goodness, another week has begun. One show down, four to go till the weekend. Are we there yet?
Big show. We uncovered something big. Something that's happening locally but affects us all. Aliens are coming, guys.
Yeah, look, I'm a skeptic. I'm going to come out and say that. But today's chat kind of almost has convinced me the other way.
I'm going to come out and say I was a skeptic, but now I'm not.
Yeah, nah, you've never been a skeptic. You believe everything.
You reckon? Well, what I saw over the weekend, I thought I was alone in. Turns out I'm not. You want to hear this chat, Goulburn Valley. Want your thoughts as well.
Yeah. Also on the show today, we discuss UGG boots. Some really hard-hitting stuff, UFOs and UGG boots. Yeah, it's been a topic that's been brought to our attention by one of our listeners, and so we want to delve into it a little bit more.
Also, one of the biggest bosses in the company are coming tomorrow. You had a run-in with him, an altercation last time.
Not an altercation.
Oh, I mean a naughty one. Ellie thinks he's hot. That's about it. But we do talk about that on the show today. Got a surprise for you tomorrow as well, Ellie.
Not looking forward to it. And school's back. What'd you leave in your bag? Some festy stories to come. Enjoy. We'll speak to you again soon.
This is... Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
The aliens are coming, Ellie. We're about to get invaded.
They're really not.
I promise you. On Saturday night, I went and watched Cam Smith in the Melbourne Storm's 400th ever game at Amy Park in Melbourne. And I drove home from Melbourne roughly 10:30, and I was heading up the Goulburn Valley Freeway. I reckon it would have been midnight. As I'm heading past, just before the Shepherd and Greyhounds there on the right-hand side, I see, like, I thought it was a plane at first because it was as low as the planes fly around this area, you know, the ones from Shep Airport?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, what's that plane flying at this time of night that low for? And as I'm driving, like, it stood out so much to me because it was so low. And I'm like, surely not. Maybe it was like the emergency, you know, airplane or something. And I started staring at it some more out my window as I'm driving. And I'm like, that's not a plane. That's circular. And that's when I realized that there was a UFO in Shepparton. Well, I should clear that up. It was more in Kiala.
Okay. So where'd the UFO go? Did it land?
It was going south. Okay. No, it didn't. It stayed in the same position. It was going slowly south.
Okay.
So it couldn't have been a plane because it was flying too slowly. And I don't know where it went after that. I was perplexed.
How bright are we talking?
Like, it looked like a plane.
Okay.
But it was circular. And it wasn't a drone for anyone that wants to call up and say it was a drone. It was the size of an aeroplane.
Could it have been someone letting off some balloons or something into the sky? Maybe some fireworks?
I've thought of everything, Ellie. Everything under the sun. If anyone saw what I saw just after midnight on Saturday nights, aka Sunday morning, 13, 12, 16, hit GV on Instagram, hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook, one of those three places, please make me feel normal.
Very interesting that this happened on a Saturday night / Sunday morning.
I hadn't been drinking, Ellie.
You know, a day at the footy with your mate who was in town.
Cameron Smith's
400 game.
I had zero beers because I had a game the next day. Yesterday I had football. So I didn't have any beers. So I was, you know, and I don't want anyone calling up saying they saw something when they were half cut because doesn't count.
I can't really, like, I was at the deck on Saturday night at that time. So I personally didn't see anything.
You saw plenty of UFOs. that wasn't what we're talking about. No, I saw something. I'm dead serious. Oh, there's a call coming through. Should we take it now live?
Oh,
13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Hello, I saw it. It's Dave Shepherd.
Whereabouts were you at the time?
I was just in Shepparton.
What's your name, mate?
David.
David, what were you doing at 12:30 Saturday night?
We were just out with my mates having a drink.
So what, you were looking outside and you saw, what, did it look like a plane to you as well?
Nah, it looked like a disc.
Exactly.
Stop it, it did not. Who, Dave, Josiah's paid you, hasn't he?
Oh, is that the aliens? Is David one of the, David, are you an alien? Have you invaded?
Oh my gosh, this is scary.
That's an alien.
Oh God.
Let's get rid of him. Here's another call's come through on 13, 12, 16. Good morning. Who's this?
It's Hannah.
Hannah, did you see it as well?
No, but last Saturday night, I seen something going really fast. Like, we were looking up and it was going really fast. Like, it wasn't the same thing, but it wasn't like, it was going like faster than a plane would go. It was crazy.
Was it as high as the stars or was it like as low as the planes around the Shep area fly?
It wasn't as high as the stars, like it was a little bit lower, but it was going really fast.
What colour are we talking? What colour was the light?
It was like, it wasn't flashing either. It was like a really, really, really bright orange.
Hannah, was it a, it wasn't a satellite, was it? Because mine had, mine had multiple lights on it. So it was more like a plane, like it had lots of lights, like a UFO would. Whereas a satellite, I have seen a satellite go past recently and it was one big light that went past very quick. It wasn't like that.
No, it was like, it was slow enough so you could see it, but it was really fast. Like it was going.
What were your initial thoughts? What did you think it was?
Well, I thought a satellite as well, but we had seen a satellite like earlier on in the night, and it was just going like really.
Her phone dropped.
Stop it! What is happening?
Her phone's cut out.
Stop it!
I'm telling you, the aliens—they know, Ellie. Two calls have just gone to. What is going on,
Josiah?
Two phone calls that have seen aliens, and both calls have dropped out. That never happens on our show.
Can David and Hannah like get in touch with us and make sure that they're okay? Because have they just been like abducted by aliens as they've spoken to us?
I haven't been the biggest believer in aliens.
Neither.
But I honestly, after seeing what I saw, there's nothing that can explain what it was. Too big to be a drone, too low to be a satellite. Here's another call. 13, 12, 16, who's speaking?
Hello? Oh my God, it's aliens.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
What's your name?
Hi.
Hi, you are live on the radio. What's your name?
My name's Maddie.
Maddie. Have you seen the aliens?
No.
Oh, are you calling for Alpha Bucks?
Cool.
Maddie, are you an alien?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Oh, it's solved. It was aliens.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Today is officially, we believe, school goes back. Neither of us have kids, so we had to double check. But from all accounts, school goes back today.
Except if you have a pupil-free day or private schools, okay. I believe.
Okay. So there's at least some kids going back.
And that's
to
only for our Victorian listeners. Oh, everyone in the border in New South Wales still have an extra week.
God, that's too much. All this stuff with kids, it's too much. But school's going back within
basically,
the next week, which is a huge relief, I'm sure, to a lot of parents. But also, there's often when school goes back, it's like you haven't really addressed anything for a while school related, you know, like, for example, your school bag. So I was on the phone to my cousin whose kids go back to school last night, and she went to, get the kids' school bags ready for the next day and realized that they hadn't cleaned them out properly. And left in the school bag for the last 2 weeks was a banana.
Oh, yeah. How brown was
it? Right down the bottom. It was brown. It was soggy. So she's pulling it out as she's on the phone to me. She's like, oh, I got to go. This is disgusting. A soggy banana has just been found. And I just instantly got flashbacks to my days at school because I would do that all the time.
Well, tell your cousin to put it in the freezer and use it as banana bread.
No, I think it's past that.
Brown, that's perfect.
It's like brown and soggy and squashed.
Yeah, freeze it and then use it for banana bread on a later date.
All right, I'll tell her to send it over. She's in Perth.
Thank you so much.
Don't know if it'll get past quarantine. Speaking of getting past quarantine, my brother, we went to Thailand when we were kids or like youngish, and he took his school bag with him as his like hand luggage. And
a bit weird.
Yeah, I know, my brother's not very cool. And he had an apple in there, and the sniffer dogs got him, and they were sniffing, but they couldn't find it.
Oh.
So they were sniffing. They tore the bag apart and couldn't find this apple, which you can't take it out of the country or whatever, like the quarantine and stuff. Anyway, so that's so concerning. So they ended up just letting him go, even though their dogs had detected something. It's like, what if he was trying to smuggle stuff?
Well, your brother knew that it was filled with diseases as well, and he was trying to get that out of the country and spread it to the rest of the world.
He's a criminal mastermind. Yep, he's trying to inflict the plague upon Thailand.
That's how SARS spread to Thailand from Australia, thanks to your brother through that apple. It's like my mum, she used to make me Vegemite and cheese sandwiches.
Yum, delish.
No, that's child cruelty.
I had lettuce in mine too, Vegemite, cheese and lettuce.
Yeah, but you went to a private school, so you could afford lettuce.
Her lettuce is like 99 cents from Coles,
yeah,
calm down.
Exactly, you could afford it, we couldn't. A cheese and Vegemite in summer in your school bag.
Ooh.
By the time it got to lunchtime, I remember looking at this and going, are you kidding, Mum? And throw it in the bin. And you wonder why people used to say, why are you so skinny? Because Mum was literally, I may as well have been in a concentration camp.
Oh.
Cheese and Vegemite sandwiches, that's child cruelty, Mum.
You had it tough, didn't you, growing up in the northern suburbs of Sydney? Really tough life, right on the beach there.
With my soggy Vegemite and cheese
sandwich.
Houses
cost like $6 million just for a two-bedroom, must be tough.
The melted cheese.
Hey, 13, 12, 16, what'd you leave in your bag? It could be a school bag, could just be your handbag, but we've all got a festy story up our sleeves about leaving something in a bag.
Yeah, or parents, you're getting your kids' bags ready as we speak, yeah. And have you found something right now as we're talking about this?
Yeah, give us a call now. We'll take them next.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's go to Marianne from Kyabram. Marianne, does this happen to you?
My brother left a pair to a point where it was due.
How long do you reckon that had been? I know it's only been 2 weeks of holidays now, but if you're leaving something like that over your summer school holidays, big difference.
Yeah, that was disgusting. And we only found it because his bag kept leaving a wet mark on the floor.
How old was your brother at the time?
I don't know,
10,
something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Old enough to know better.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Yeah, but is he, though, like, as a guy, I reckon I was guilty of this nearly every school holidays. The last thing you want to do on your last day of school is clean your bag out. You only remember that stuff the first day back, Marianne.
Nah. Well, he had at least 12 old mouldy sandwiches in there, but the pear was the
pizza. Yeah. I mean, why is he not eating his food? That's what I can't get past. Like, it's lunchtime. Eat your sandwiches.
Who knows?
Oh, that's so funny. You poor thing, Marianne. Thanks so much for your call.
No worries.
Oh, just disgusting. Let's move on to Jared from Shep. Jared, has it happened to you? Have you left something in your bag?
Yeah, it wasn't me. That was my sister.
Yeah, what happened?
When we were in high school, she had a good addiction with iced coffee.
Yeah.
And term ended and she got a new bag. Went back to school next term, forgot about the old bag. Ended up staying in the house for about 12 months. Mum couldn't find the smell that was in the room. She got the curtains done, carpet done, everything. And, yeah, ended up, we moved her out of the room and found it up in her old bag up on the top of the cupboard.
Oh, J-Rad, I feel your pain. I once worked at a radio station before here and we had free iced coffees in the back of the car, spilt a whole bunch. We couldn't get out the boot of the car. It smells like off vomit, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
12 months, that is excessively bad, you poor thing. So did you have to, like, fumigate the room and stuff?
Yeah, we moved everything, moved the whole room around, pulled everything around and just couldn't figure out what the smell was, got the carpets cleaned and everything. Oh,
what was the punishment like for your sister?
Oh, like, Mum definitely wasn't happy.
Yeah. Especially after spending all that money on cleaning and it's just something as small as that. What a story.
And tell me you threw out the backpack at the end of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Your mum would have
burnt that, set it on fire.
I think she definitely felt like it.
Oh, what an incredible story. Thanks so much for your call.
No worries.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, you know me. I'm all about honesty, right? I love it when people are honest with me because, you know, lying sucks. But I feel like when it's taken the next level and the honesty is really brutal and it's something that you don't necessarily want to hear, that's when it's like, oh, God, maybe you could have just lied to me.
Well, we could turn around and say, well, you asked for it.
Yeah, no, exactly, which is why I'm kind of in two minds about the story I'm about to tell. So it happened to a friend of mine over the weekend. We were in town and she said, oh, okay, I'm just going to go see if I can get my eyebrows done. And I was looking at her eyebrows. I was like, yeah, okay, you probably need them done. And so she disappears and I, you know, pot around the shops.
What is it? When you say done, like she needed them to get plucked or like?
Yeah, waxed or threaded.
I don't know. Guys don't really notice that stuff.
Oh, you might have noticed if you'd seen her.
Were they that bad?
Yeah, I love her. I love her. And I'm not going to say who she is. No, she's beautiful. She's beautiful. But yeah, she was due for an eyebrow wax.
Was it Maddie in the office?
No, don't guess because I won't. No, I'm not going to give anything away. Anyway, so she goes off and about half an hour goes by, and which is quite long for an eyebrow appointment. Literally, you just go in, they rip it off, it takes 5 minutes. And she finally comes back and her eyebrows had been done. And she goes, that was really awkward. I said, why? What happened? She said, I went in there, didn't have an appointment, but I just said, hey, can you fit me in today? Because I need to get my eyebrows done. And they were kind of looking down at the desk, the lady at the reception. And she was like, oh, sorry, we're fully booked. And then she looked up and saw my friend and was like, oh, we are fully booked, but you really need to get your eyebrows done.
Oh.
So we'll make an exception and we'll squeeze you in.
Wow.
So my friend's in 2 months. She's like, well, that's kind of offensive, but also, like, I appreciate that. Yeah, fair call. Like, a bit awkward, but you're right.
You know what? If there was a bit more people like that, the beautician, we'd be a better society, I reckon. If everyone was that honest, you know what? There wouldn't be any eyebrows that were bad anywhere.
Well, it kind of happened to me at the beautician once. I went to get my eyebrows done, threaded. And
what's that mean?
So threaded, they get like string almost, and they kind of, it's hard to explain, they shave off your eyebrows. So it's like waxing.
Stuff being a girl, man.
I know, right?
You girls go to way too much effort.
Thank you.
Just get some tweezers and pluck a couple of loose strands in the middle.
Even
and
that's painful. It's hard being a girl. Anyway, so I was at the beautician once, and she goes to me, "Oh, do you want me to do your upper lip?" And I was like,
"Whoa,
what? No, why? Do I need?" She's like, "Oh, it's pretty dark. What are you? Don't."
Had you ever had your upper lip done before?
No, I'd never done anything with my upper lip before.
Oh, I'm looking at you now. I think you should go back.
She guilted me into it, so I did. And it was the most painful thing I've ever done in my life. And then I had like a rash on my upper lip, so that looked more of like a moustache than the original.
They started calling you Elliot ever since.
Yes. It's mortifying. But then again, you know, now I'm very conscious of my moustache. So
I know. Wow, look at that.
Maybe that brutal honesty
You really do
me.
Have a dark patch. Shut I've up. Never noticed it, Elliot.
Stop it. 13, 12, 16. Brutal honesty. That's what we want to talk about this morning. Did someone give it to you and did you kind of appreciate it, or did you just hate it and you never wanted to hear from them again?
I want one of those stories where, ladies, you're a little bit more on the chubbier side and someone's asked you if you've had a baby.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate honesty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't ever go there, guys.
Let's go to Karen from Shep. Karen, has this happened to you?
Yeah, all the time. I had a girlfriend once say to me, "Oh, you're really pretty for a redhead."
Oh, that hurts.
That is
yeah,
just
and
a
I was like,
backhand, how, isn't it?
I know. I want to know how I stack up against the general population. Yeah.
Karen, that's when you show them a picture of Nicole Kidman and go, "What about her?"
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. But then I feel like she's gone blonde. She's left it.
Oh, no. What about Isla Fisher? Use her. She's kind of
yeah,
ready, right?
Yeah. She's my draw card.
I'm not trying to jump in on the debate or anything, Karen, but all redheads kind of eventually go a bit brown, though. Is that true?
Well, at least we don't go grey. That's scientifically proven.
You know what? I feel your sister. I'm 27 years old and I'm half grey, so you're
Hang on.
Doing better
is
than
that,
me.
Karen, is that true? Redheads don't go grey?
Apparently, according to Google.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you're pretty smart for a redhead.
Yeah. Hey, Karen, you're pretty grey for a redhead.
Thanks so much for your call, girl.
No worries.
Hey, brutal honesty. I feel like we should all try it a bit more. Actually, no. White lies. A white lie
sure?
never hurt nobody.
Because that moustache needs a bit of a
all
shave.
All right.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Get nervous, Ellie. The big boss, Rod Winner, is coming to town today. So, Goulburn Valley, let me just paint a picture for you, right? You've got a general manager of your company or your work office. This guy is the general manager of all the general managers. We work for the biggest media company in Australia and he's right at the top. Like, he is a big dog, this guy.
Yeah. Why are you telling me this? I know it already.
Yeah, well, you made that very clear. Last time he came, Ellie said that he was hot.
Okay, so can I, like, give a bit of background to that? Because that was when you had shingles and you were quarantined at you were at home. And, like, we had this meeting and Rod ran it and whatever. And then I spoke to you straight after and you're like, "How's the meeting?" And I was like, "Yeah, it was good." And then I was like, "Rod looked hot." As like a joke.
No, you didn't say it like that. You're
yes.
like, "Rod's hot," like as in you wanted him. So then I thought I'd flick the old GM a text and say, "I want to come on the show." The next day he did and he surprised you. Here's the moment from it. Rod Winner, our big boss. So what did you say about Rod, Ellie?
He looked good today.
Rod, she thought you looked really hot yesterday
okay.
were her exact words.
No, it wasn't. It was just like he's hot. Like,
please tell Rod exactly what you said
I'm
to me.
Not, when are you in Shepparton next, Rod? Because
oh,
I'm
wow.
nervous about it. No, as in like, because I'm going to have to call in sick that day.
Oh, Rod, I thought you were looking for a hookup.
No!
No!
I still cringe so much listening to that audio.
Well, he can finally answer your question because you just said, "When are you in Shepparton next?" The answer is today.
Yeah, I know. And so I can call in sick. So I think I'm going now or something. Gotta go.
Have a meeting at 10:30 today. I'm going to put in a text right now to Rod and say, "Hey, mate, you haven't seen Ellie since this moment." Might send him some audio.
Don't make it more awkward because it's already so awkward. Like, it didn't need to be because it was just a joke. It was just a passing joke and you've made it into this huge thing and now it's so awkward.
Well, I've spoken to Rod because I have seen him a couple of times since then because he works out of our Albury office.
Yeah, why do you think I went to Europe? Because I knew he was visiting.
Yeah, and he actually brought it up. How's Ellie going? Does she still think I'm hot?
Oh, stop it. No, he didn't.
The guy is just as nervous as you, Ellie.
He's
I can't
married
confirm.
With children.
It doesn't matter. It's still a compliment for any guy when a young, pretty radio announcer that he describes as a hot bogan says that he is a good-looking rooster. And he is. I get it. But what I'm going to do is today, Ellie, And I'm putting you in on this because I'm not stitching you up this time because I know that you know he's coming. I'm going to get him in the studio. And
not
have the
in
two,
the studio.
I'm going to have the microphones on. I'm going to be recording the moment that you two see each other for the first time. And I might just walk out of the studio for a little bit and see how you two go.
Josiah, are you my friend?
Of course I am. We're best friends.
Okay. Then don't do this to me.
As your best friend though, Ellie.
No, you know how awkward I am as a person.
You know this is what mates do to each other.
No.
We love each other, but there's also a time and place where you need to make sure that you have a life lesson. And I feel like this is one of those life lessons that you look back and go, Josiah, you know what? Thank you, because I just got a pay rise.
If I get a pay rise, I'll be happy.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, we love it when you guys get involved with the station. 13, 12, 16, anytime. Or you can message us on socials, Hit GV on Instagram, Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook page. Just like Clint, who's a friend of the show. He often calls us just after the show finishes and likes to tell a joke, doesn't he?
Yeah. And 100% of the time, those jokes are not fit for us to broadcast.
No, but they give us a laugh regardless. Clintos, he has sent us a message on Hit Goulburn Valley, and I like it a lot. He says, a good topic that you and Ellie should talk about is wearing UGG boots out in public. And he goes on to say, I tell you now, I hate them. I can't stand them. They're ugly and yuck, just disgusting. And I thought, you know what, Clint, great topic. You should not only, so maybe we should start calling producer Clint.
Oh my God, let's. Clint can come in anytime and produce us.
Hey, we don't have a producer, so if anyone wants to send ideas, please do.
Yes, we need all the help we can get.
And I thought with this weather, it's very fitting because a lot of people will be wearing their Uggies because it's warm outside. UGG boots, discuss. Ellie, would you wear them in public? Let's answer Clint's question.
Of course I would.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Like, in fact, a couple of weeks ago when I went camping down in Ned's Gully, I wore UGG boots the whole time because it was freezing. And I remember on my way back, I drove through, I can't even remember what town it was, stopped off in a town, got coffee, went into the cafe in my UGG boots, and I'd kind of forgotten that I was still wearing them. The stares I got, I was like, this isn't okay. I'm just a girl wanting her tootsies to be warm.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Anything in public with them, I just feel like it's something that needs to be strictly within the four walls of your house.
Why?
Otherwise, because they're ugly and they're not shoes. It's like wearing pajamas to the shops. You just don't do it.
Some people do.
They don't. This is like me. I'm very, you know, like in summer we did the similar thing with bare feet. Bare feet's fine. No shirt, fine. Pajamas though, that's what you wear to bed.
Okay, well, firstly, I don't wear pajamas to bed. I wear trackies and, like, a jumper.
Really?
Yeah. Can I wear that to the shops?
Do you wear your Uggies to bed as well?
Do you know what I actually did the other day? Because it was so cold in my house. I put them on, got under the covers. It was great.
You know sleeping nude keeps you warmer.
No, yuck. It does. I don't want to sleep nude ever.
Why not?
Because I hate it.
That's weird.
It's uncomfortable. And you wake up and it's like, oh, God, where's my clothes, you know?
You put them on when you need to go to the bathroom or whatever in the morning.
What if there's a fire?
Who cares? You run out naked. Give the fireys what they want. No, UGG boots. I just couldn't think. I've never worn them outside of the house. I do have a pair. I actually haven't worn them this winter. I've actually forgot about them.
What have you been wearing around your house?
Nothing. I wear bare feet.
What?
I told you, I like the cold weather.
Yuck. That's disgusting. I was wearing them yesterday. I was wearing my UGG boots and I was on FaceTime to my boyfriend. He's like, what is on your feet? They're disgusting. I was like,
oh, so Gav's team Josiah and Clint on
this. I'm going to buy him some though and then he's going to change his world.
But not to wear it out to the shops at
home.
Yes,
he can wear it out to the shop. He can do what he wants.
At the moment, sounding like a very boy versus girl thing. Me, Clint, Gav, all anti-UGG boots.
Yeah.
And you keeping warm wearing the UGG boots to the shops, to coffee shops, wherever you go. Well, why don't you wear your UGG? You never wear them to work.
Yeah, because I'm professional.
Oh.
I prefer my $3 Kmarts for work.
Well, Shano here that we work with, he rocks up every morning with his UGG boots on.
See? Legend.
Yeah, but I see him and I look at him, I'm like, mate.
You've got life sorted. Yes, no, I know, me too.
I look at him and go, mate, do yourself a favour, go home, come back, dress up a little bit and start to sharpen up for your job.
He's in there by himself though. No one even sees him.
Yeah, that's a good
you
point.
Know? 13, 12, 16, Goulburn Valley, we want you. What did you say?
Welcome to Have Your Say.
To have your say this morning. UGG boots in public, discuss. Is it okay? Is it not? Are you a cool dude like me wearing yours to Coles on a Saturday or not so much? Are you lame like Josiah wearing bare feet?
Team Josiah, Team Cleat.
Give us a call. We'll take him next. 13, 12, 16 is our number. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, what are your thoughts on UGG boots in public? You like it?
It's a good look.
It's a good look.
I like UGG boots.
Yep. Yes, Dennis.
Even if you're at the shops, Dennis, you don't feel a bit paranoid that everyone's staring?
Yeah, well, where I'm from, everyone wears UGG boots, so it's all right.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. You blend right in. So has this been something you've been doing your whole life?
Yeah, I've worn UGG boots all my life.
Yeah. I know, they're the best, right? Ever like, you know, gotten any attention that you've kind of liked a bit more than, you know, like any attention from the ladies or anything when you've worn your Ugg boots out?
No, not really.
Would you wear it out for breakfast in the morning?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, nice. Let's give you circumstances. Okay, what about to a footy game?
A footy game, yes, I wear them to a footy game. I played footy and I wore my Ugg boots before a game.
Nice. What about out to dinner?
Not out to dinner, no. I wouldn't wear them out to dinner.
Got to draw the line at dinner, don't you? But breakfast is fine, footy, shops, you name it. Good on you, Dennis.
Oh, awesome. Cheers, Dennis. Guys. Thanks so much for your call.
Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Hey, Josiah, we just had a message to the Hit GV Instagram. Before, you said barefoot in public, no worries, but not Ugg boots. That's where you draw the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Paul's just messaged us on the Hit GV Insta. Josiah, what happens when you have bare feet in public and you need to use a public toilet? Do you go in?
Absolutely,
yes or
I
no?
do, yeah. Especially, it's different here because it's not like we've got the beach.
Mm.
If you go to a public toilet and you get a bit of wee on the bottom of your foot, you just go straight back into the ocean after, no dramas. And Paul, if you are listening, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, mate.
It's disgusting. All right, we've settled the debate. Ugg boots in public, it's okay.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Big story coming out of the States this morning over in Missouri, the state of Missouri. A man has been, they're searching for a guy. There's a warrant out for his arrest, I should say, for possession of a controlled substance.
Okay, so like a drug?
Basically, he's been doing drugs. He's not a very nice person. So the police have been wanting this guy for a while. So they started a search for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they couldn't find him anywhere. Mm. They sent the dogs out looking for him as well.
Oh, damn.
Looking for him everywhere. All night they were looking. All day. And you think when there's the German Shepherds or whatever the police dogs were looking for the guy, mm-hmm. it doesn't take long to find this guy because they spotted him earlier in the night.
Yeah.
So he was just on the run. He had a very good hiding spot, this guy.
Yeah, where was he?
Turns out he was in the right area. And they finally found him. Do you know how they found him?
How'd they find him, Joe?
It was dead quiet and they heard this. The guys let Smokey off the chain.
He sat on a whoopee cushion.
So they're in the middle of, they can't find him anywhere. He's hiding in the bushes. The police couldn't see him. The dogs somehow couldn't even smell him. He's let Smokey off the chain.
And then they could smell him.
Then they had to let their own dogs off the chain as well. It's an unbelievable story of when letting Smokey off the chain has got you into trouble.
See, this is what I mean. When I say, like, you know my thoughts towards passing wind. I'm not a fan. I don't think that it should be done ever. And this is just proving that even more.
Well,
like, keep your bodily functions to yourself.
Says
otherwise,
the girl
you're going to get arrested.
You're the one that had the farty party named after you.
No, I was forced into it.
Oh, I don't know if you were forced.
I was literally, my arm was twisted.
I just don't understand that this guy, you're obviously a professional crimp. You're in the drug trade.
Yep.
You're a smart guy. They haven't been able to find you for a long time, and you're dumb enough to let that give it away.
Well, maybe he was nervous.
How long was he holding that one in? To let it out that large and big that it got everyone's attention.
How loud and wet are we talking? Are we talking like a... Or are we talking more of like a...
No, they're saying it was a big, loud, long one. I love that. Do you know what the best thing is? The police statement they had to release literally said big, loud, long one.
Oh,
this is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With
Josiah and Ellie.
It's back. Meet me in the riddle where we have to just guess riddles.
I'm not smart enough to guess them, so I put them out there.
Mm.
What English word has three consecutive double letters? Educational riddle this morning. So on 13, 12, 16. You got it?
Yeah. Oh.
Don't guess because I don't want to take it away from the listeners.
Okay, all right.
We do have Maddie from Echuca on the line. Morning, Mads.
Hello.
What do you think has three consecutive double letters in it?
I changed my answer because successful isn't correct.
Yes, you did say successful off air, which has two double letters.
Means you are unsuccessful. yeah. What do you reckon it is, Maddie?
I think it's bookkeeper.
You are bang on the money this morning.
Bookkeeper?
Thank you. Yes, bookkeeper.
Double O, double K, double E.
Tough one. I was going to say Mississippi, but that's not right either.
All right, Mads, well done. It's best of three this morning. I need to get this one right. How is 7 different from the rest of the numbers between 1 and 10? How is 7 different from the rest of the numbers between 1 and 10?
It's got a V in it.
That is, that's also true, but it is not the correct answer this morning. Any idea at all, Mads?
Not really.
That's all right. Thanks for playing this morning. We go now to Stace in Yarrawonga. Morning, Stace.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, you did get bookkeeper correct before as well. The next one is, how is 7 different from the rest of the numbers between 1 and 10? Do you have any idea at all?
It's got the most letters.
You know what? I'm going to give that to you because it's the only it's the only one with 2 syllables out of 1 to 10.
The most letters though. 7, 1, 2, 3.
Does it? It has the same.
8
and 7 have the same.
7. Yeah. Cute.
I'll give it to you. Let's go to a decider here. If you get it right, you win. If you get it wrong, we do have Brie from Dookie on the line, okay? And she wins the whole thing by default. All right. Okay. I have cities but no houses. I have mountains but no trees. I have water but no fish. What am I?
I have city but no houses.
I have mountains but no trees. I have water but no fish. What am I?
I think I know.
All right, you hold your answer, Ellie. We'll give any idea at all, Stace?
No, I don't.
For the whole of Yarrawonga, you going to pass?
I'm going to pass.
Thank you for playing this morning, Stace. Let's go to Bree and Dookie. Morning, Bree.
Hello.
You got any idea at all?
Oh, my gosh. You caught me off guard.
I have cities but no houses, mountains, no trees, water but no fish. Yes, you are right. Bang. What a way to finish the show. We have a winner, Bree and Dookie. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You are... don't have a prize to win, but you do
yes,
have...
Yes, you do. You get love, affection, and you are the carryover Meet Me in the Riddle champion until next week. So until next week, you can hold your head up high knowing that you're the best at riddles in the Goulburn Valley, Brie.
Yay! And I didn't get abducted by aliens.
And you didn't get abducted by aliens. You didn't happen to see the alien the other night?
I didn't, but something strange happened at our house last night in Dookie, and it was bizarre, and it set the job off. He went nuts before 4 o'clock this morning, and just a really loud bang outside. Nothing seemed destroyed or broken or whatever. And there's boxes that we have in a storage room that just mysteriously, after 12 months, all fell to the ground.
Hey, Bree, just quickly, we're going to get your story off here because we've got to go because Maria's in to take over.
That's
Alpha Buck's
crazy.
Not too far away. We've had so many messages about the aliens that I spoke about after I saw a UFO earlier. So we're going to continue the chat tomorrow on the show. But can you hold the line and we're going to take your story off here and get it on the show tomorrow?
All good.
Superstar. Thanks Bree. Hold there.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.